Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Samech Vav. We left off at the beginning of the 7th parak, Bezal Shem, on daf Samech Vav, Amud Aleph. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, is also sponsored on behalf of Simcha Ben-Omen HaKohen Ben Yocheved's surgery today, which Mirza Hashem should go well in Zuchus for our learning. He shall have Refuah Shleima B'soch Shar Cholei Yisrael. And we thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today as we begin Be'ezrus Hashem, the new Perek, excuse me, are both Avdei Melug and Avdei Tzon Barzel. There are two types of nechasim that a woman can bring into a marriage. There's Nechsei Melug and Nechsei Tzon Barzel. So what about the Avadim that are Nechsei Melug? Do they get to eat truma when a woman marries a Kohen, but not just any woman? What if the marriage is Be'isser? It's an Almana L'Kohen Gadol. It's a Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedyo. Do the Avdei Melug get to eat truma? So the Gemara is going to tell, the Mishnah is going to tell us that no, they do not eat truma. The Gemara is going to have three possible reasons why it is that the Avdei Melug don't eat truma. After all, it would seem that they should eat truma. Then the Gemara is going to talk about when if a woman brings in something as Nechsei Tzon Barzel into the marriage, a particular item. So generally the rule is that when they get divorced or if the husband dies, so the exact value that that item was at the time that they got married has to be reimbursed to the woman. But what if you actually have the item still? You don't just have the ability to pay back the value, you actually still have the item. Can the woman demand, I want it. I don't want its value, I want it. Or can the husband say, no, you don't get it, you get the value that it was at the time that we entered the marriage. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about who really owns the Avdei Tzon Barzel. Is it really something that we consider to be under the ownership of the husband or under the ownership of the wife? The Gemara is going to discuss this in the context, in a number of different contexts. Text. We're going to talk about Avdei Tzon Barzel. Are they Yotzei B'Shem Va'ayin if the wife knocks out the eye or if the husband knocks out the eye? That often is a test case to who the real owner is, because the Torah says you Yotzei B'Shem Va'ayin only if the owner knocks out the eye. Or, for example, the Gemara is going to discuss, what if they have a garment that is Nechsei Tzon Barzel, the husband drops dead, and then the husband's children take that garment and spread it over the body. So the halacha is that anything that that is owned by you, that you then use as Tachriche Ameis, becomes Aser Ba'ana. But I can't take somebody else's stuff and just make it all Aser Ba'ana by throwing it on a dead body. So the shaila is, does the woman still have the right to that item that was thrown over the dead body? So all of that, Bezer Shem, we'll get to in today's daf. Again, we're holding at the very beginning of the parak on daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph. A quick introduction to the topics we're going to talk about today. The halacha is that truma can only be eaten by kohanim. As we know, even children who are kohanim are allowed to eat truma. Males, females, doesn't make a difference. However, non-kohen is an isser, is chayv misa bidei shemayim for eating truma. So Bas Yisrael, who marries a kohen, is allowed to eat truma. Min haTorah, even a Bas Yisrael is arusa lekohen, is allowed to eat truma. Midrabana, not okay, but midaraisa, yes. The chamor goes, they're not to only soon for one of two reasons. We've already discussed that in the past. After the Kohen dies, Bas Yisrael, who had married a Kohen, after the Kohen dies, as long as she has children from that Kohen, she may continue eating Truma on account of the children that she has from that Kohen. A Bas Kohen also eats Truma so long as she does not yet get married, so long as she's not married to a Yisrael. Once she marries a Yisrael, she cannot eat Truma. If she gets divorced or becomes an Almana and does not have any children from that Yisrael, and now she goes back to her father's house, who is a Kohen, she can go back and eat her father's truma. But not only does the wife of a Kohen eat truma, even the Avadim Kananim of a Kohen eat truma. Not only does the wife and the Avadim Kananim of a Kohen eat truma, even the behemos of a Kohen can eat truma. Now, you're not allowed to waste perfectly good truma on a behema, but if it's a truma that's pretty much animal food, so then you're allowed to give it to a behema, because the Pasuk says, Kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo hu yochal bo. So that's kinyan kaspo. So that's one halacha to be aware of. The halachos of who gets to eat truma. The other set of halachos to be aware of as we embark on this parak, and particularly today's daf, is that a woman who has nechasim, who owns something, and gets married, the chamar misake, the kolzman, that a woman is married to her husband, she can give the nechasim to her husband in one of two ways. Either she can call them nechse melug, or she can call them nechse tzon barzel. Nechse melug means she remains the owner of those nechasim, but the Baal gets to have the peros of those nechasim. Whatever those nechasim produce, that belongs to the husband, and he's not going to be chayiv in the achrayus of the nechasim, because she's the owner. So if it goes up in value, down in value, that's going to be her problem. But he gets to reap the benefits of it so long as they're married. Nechseh tzon barzel means that the husband owns those nechasim, and he takes responsibility to reimburse the value of those nechasim at the time that they got married. But he's the real owner, and therefore, if they're like Bitcoin or whatever, and they go way up and way down, and so that's all on him, in whatever direction they go. He's going to be responsible for paying back whatever they were worth at the time that they got married, if they were to ever get divorced, or if he dies, that's what he would have to pay back. So our mission is going to talk about a woman brings in avadim to a marriage as nechse melug. So she owns the avadim. It's just the payros that belong to the baal. Whatever the avadim do belong to the husband, but she owns the actual avadim. So the halacha is therefore going to be that the avadim have the same din as the woman, and the avadim will not be able to eat truma unless she's able to eat truma. If she's in a situation where she's not able to eat truma, then her avadim will not be able to eat truma either. But if she gives the avadim as tzon barzel, where the husband is really the owner of the avadim, then the avadim's ability to eat truma is dependent on the husband. If the husband is a kohen who's able to eat truma, then the avdei tzon barzel will be able to eat truma. If the husband is a Yisrael and he therefore doesn't eat truma, then the avdei tzon barzel won't be able to eat truma. So those are the two yisodos, the dinim of truma and the dinim of nechse melug versus nechse tzon barzel. So now let's see the Mishnah. Let's say you have a kohen who gets engages in a forbidden marriage. He's a kohen gadol, marries an almana. He's a kohen hedyot, he marries a grusha v'chalutza. So the halacha is these women do not eat truma. They're not like other wives of kohanim that eat truma, because they became halalim. They're nischalal minakuna by engaging in such a marriage. Hichnisa lo avdei melug. If she brings avdei melug into the wedding, so she has avadim and she brings them into the marriage, that he's now allowed to use them, and she's still the owner of those avadim, but he benefits from the payros of those avadim, the avdei tzon barzel, and she brings into the marriage also avdei tzon barzel, where he becomes the owner of the avadim and she just gets back the value that they were worth at the time of the marriage. So avdei melug lo yachlu b'truma. The avdei melug, since they belong to her and she's not allowed to eat truma because she's a chalala, she's an almana who married a kohen gadol, she's a grusha v'chalutza who married a kohen hedyot, so as a chalala she's not allowed to eat truma, therefore the avadim that actually belong to her are not allowed to eat truma either. But the avdei tzon barzel yochelu, but the avdei tzon barzel may eat truma because the avdei tzon barzel belong to him, and even a kohen who marries a grusha is still, he personally is allowed to eat truma, and therefore his avadim are allowed to eat truma. So the Mishnah elaborates on these halachos. These are the dinim of the avdei melug, the nechasim that she brought in to the marriage where she where she's still the owner and he's only eating the payros from them, and he's not mekabel achrayus on them. So im mesu mesula, if these avadim die, that's her loss, meaning that's since she's the owner. Dimosiru, and if they go up in value, hosirula, that's her benefit. And if they if the couple gets divorced, she gets these avadim back at their increased value because she was the owner of them the whole time. And even though the husband, so long as they're married, has to support these avadim and has to feed these avadim, even the avdei nechse melug, because he's the one that's benefiting from the maisi adayim, but since they belong to the woman, hare elu lo yochlu b'truma, they're not going to be allowed to eat truma if she is a chalala. The halach is that the maisi adayim belong to the husband. That's midin takanas peros, that the husband has peros in his wife's nechasim. So even apparently You see from here that even if the Nisuin was be'isir, even if they were not allowed to be married, the Chacham still made a takanas peros, that he's allowed to have a takanas peros, that he still gets the peros of her nechasim, of the nechse maluk. So in the Arzu Debei Rav, he raises a question that the Gemara is going to say later on, in Daf Pehei Amar Aleph, that a Kohen who marries a Grusha is ein lo peros, that the Chacham were not masakin peros b'nisuin, that's be'isir. But over here we're saying that he's chayvim zonosin, so apparently he does receive the peros. So and that's the Shita of Rashi, and that's the Shita of Rambam in Ishus Per Chavdalid, Halacha Chavdalid as well. In the Mitzvah Eisan, he says that the Mishnah means to tell me that he's Chayiv Midin the Chayiv Mizonos, that a Baal is Chayiv to an Isha, that it's not Midin the Peros that he gets, because Enochinami, maybe when he gets married to Isser, he's not entitled to the Peros of the Nechse Malug, but he still has to support the Avadim. And why does he have to support the Avadim? Because the same way he has to support his wife, he has to support the Avadim of his wife as well, because she has to take care of the avadim and she doesn't have the wherewithal to do so. So if he has to support her, he has to support those who rely on her as well. That mitzvah which just points out that the Gemara later on is also going to say that by a nisuin be'isur the Baal is not chayiv lozen as ishto, that he doesn't have to support his wife. So it's hard to say. I mean, the Aramish is clear that you got to pay the mezonos for these avdei malug. Problem is, midin what? If it's midin takanas peros, that you're getting peros, there's a Gemara later on that says that if the marriage is bisur, you don't get the peros. So why do I have to support them if I don't get the peros? And if it's midin, I have to support my wife. So if I have to support my wife, I have to support those that rely on her. But there's going to be a Gemara later on that says that when there's a marriage bisur, I don't have to support my wife. So if that's the case, what is the mechayev of him giving mizonos? So some of the Achronim suggest that when we say the husband, when the Gemara says later on, the husband's when she's asura to him, that's only gzeres chachamim in order that to encourage them to get divorced, to encourage her to want a divorce. But legabe avadim, there's no reason to say that. Meaning, we withhold mizonos from her so she'll want to get divorced. But the avadim don't get to make that choice to get divorced or not. So because they don't get to make that choice, it doesn't make sense to withhold mizonos from them. So we go back to the ikar adin that they get the mizonos. The Aviezri of Shach writes that over here we're talking about that the husband became was mechayiv himself b'mufurash to give mizonos to the avadim, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though he was mechayiv himself to do so, they still don't get to eat truma because fundamentally they belong to the wife. In the Mishnah, and what are the halachos of Tzon Barzel, of Avadim that she brings into the marriage, where he is the rightful owner of those Avadim? It's just that she's going to get back the value that they had at the time of the marriage. So, im mesu, mesu lo. If they die, he takes the loss on it, because he was Makabla Achrayus, that when the Ksuba comes time to collect the Ksuba, he's going to pay whatever they were worth at the time of the marriage. So, it doesn't matter if they went way up or way down in value. And if they go way up in value, that's his benefit. If it was worth the average was worth $1,000 at the time they got married, he might be worth $1,000,000 right now. They may have discovered he has a talent, that he plays basketball really well, and he can get an NBA contract or something. That's great. So that's it. That's the Baal's benefit that accrues. But he's only going to have to pay back the $1,000. So it's all him. And since he's the one that's chayv b'achriyusan, so they're his. Therefore, since the husband is allowed to eat truma, these avadim are allowed to eat truma. That's all if there was a marriage be'isser between a kohen and someone the kohen was not allowed to marry. So the nichse, the avadim that are nichse miluk don't eat truma because she doesn't eat truma. The avadim that are nichse tzom barzel do eat truma because he does eat truma. What if you have different though? Bas Yisrael shenisis a kohen. You have a Bas Yisrael that marries a kohen and she's not a grusha, she's not an alman of the kohen god. Regular Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen. V'chnisa lo avadim, and she brings avadim into the marriage. So what's the halacha when a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen? Who's allowed to eat truma? Well, the Kohen is certainly allowed to eat truma. He's a Kohen. And his wife is allowed to eat truma. She's also allowed to eat truma. And therefore it stands to reason, Bein Avdei Meluk, Bein Avdei Tzon Barzel, Harei Liyochlu B'Truma. Both the Avdei Meluk and the Avdei Tzon Barzel could eat Truma, because the Avdei Meluk are a function of her, and the Avdei Tzon Barzel are a function of him, and both of them are allowed to eat Truma. So therefore, both types of Avadim are allowed to eat Truma. Another simple case, Ubas Kohen Shenisis LiYisrael. You have Ubas Kohen, who, while she was living in her father's house, was allowed to eat Truma, but now she marries the Yisrael. And we know the Allah is that Ubas Kohen marries the Yisrael is no longer allowed to eat Truma. So, ichnisal avadim, bein avdi malug, bein avdi tzom barzel, hare elu,
lo yochlu b'truma. Whether it's avdei milug, whether it's avdei tzom barzel, they're not going to be allowed to eat truma because he's not allowed to eat truma, he's not a kohen. She's not allowed to eat truma, she's married to somebody who's not a kohen, and therefore the avadim are not going to be allowed to eat truma. So the first case is the only complex one. The other cases are fairly simple. They're fairly straightforward. So now, the Mishnah told us that an almana marries a kohen gadol, grusha v'chlutza marries a kohen hedyot, v'avdei milug lo yochlu b'truma. That the avdei milug don't eat truma because she is not allowed to eat truma. Frak the Gemara, why not though? Amai, why is it that the avdei milug don't eat truma? Lahave ki kinyano shekana kinyan. Shouldn't this be the same halacha of the kinyan of a kohen itself making a kinyan on something else? And don't we consider a kinyan shekana kinyan to be enough to be machil truma? Meaning, why don't we consider the avadim like the kinyan of the kohen, because his wife is the kinyan of the kohen, and therefore her avadim are also the kinyan of the kohen. So we should be machil them truma on account of that. Tosus points out that they should eat machmas the kohen. Forget about eating machmasur. Kinyano sha'ochel is not dafka that which is kanoi lo mamish. It's not only that which he acquired. It's even that which is kanoi li kinyano is considered the kinyan of the kohen himself and should eat truma. So even though the wife doesn't eat truma, the Gemara is asking that the eved should still eat truma because kinyan shekana kinyan is like the kinyan of the original owner of the kohen himself. How do I know that a kinyan shekana kinyan is like the kinyan of the kohen himself? Titanya, the Avraham Brisa tells me the following: Minayin the kohen shenasi isha. The kana avadim sheyochlu b'truma. How do I know if a kohen marries a woman or buys avadim that they eat truma? This is the basic level, right? That whenever a kohen gets married, his wife eats truma. When a kohen buys avadim, the avadim eat truma. How do I know that? Shnemar of a kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo hu yochal bo. That a kohen who's kona a nefesh, meaning he's kona a nefesh either by getting married or by purchasing an eved, they eat truma. Uminayin liisha shekansa avadim. How do I know that the kohen's wife, who herself purchases avadim from her own nichsei malug, the avadav shekanu avadim, or the avadim of a kohen purchase their own avadim sheyochlu b'truma, that those avdei ishto or avdei avadav get to eat truma, shenemar, because the pasuk says the kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo hu yochal bo. It should have just said the kohen ki yikne nefesh hu yochal bo, and I'll know that the eishes kohen and that the avdei kohen eat truma. Why does it have to say kinyan kaspo? So we have to read the pasuk as if it said the kohen kama ki yikne kinyan kaspo nefesh, that the kinyan of the kaspo shel kohen, meaning his wife or his eved, are kona, meaning hu yochal belachmo, even they eat truma. So that's the way to touch up the pasuk. That extra phrase in the pasuk adds an extra layer, that not only is the direct kinyan of the kohen going to eat truma, but the kinyan of the kohen is going to eat truma. So kinyano shekana kinyan ochel, the kinyan of the kohen that itself is kona kinyan gets to eat truma. So therefore we're back to the question: why does the Mishnah say that the avadim of the nichsei melug do not get to eat truma when a grush v'chlutza marry a kohen hedyot? Granted, they're not going to eat truma on account of her, but they should eat truma on account of being the kinyan of a kohen. So on account of their relationship to the kohen, they should eat truma. Now it's interesting, one of the examples that this brisa gave is if the kohen's eved purchased avadim. Does that work? Is an eved able to purchase avadim? Isn't there such a halacha, kol ma shekana eved kona rabo, that whatever an eved is kona, automatically the master is kona? So how does the eved own avadim? Why do I need a pasuk to be marba that they're going to eat truma? Of course they're going to eat truma. They're the avadim now of the original kohen. They're not the avadim of the eved. There's no such thing as being the avadim of the eved. So Rashi explains that it could be that someone gave the eved money al menas shein l'rabo rushuspo. They gave the Eved some money al menas that the master doesn't have any reshus in that money, and the Eved decided he's going to use that money to buy an Eved. So now that Eved is something that the master has no reshus in. Tosos and Dibra Maskel Va'avadav says a little bit differently. He says even according to Rabbi Meir in Kiddushin Daf Chav Gimel, that an Eved doesn't have a kinyan without his master, you could still say that the Eved, the second Eved, is only eating midin kinyano shekana kinyan in a case where the Kohen was was mafkir the eved, because the halach is of kohen is mafkir the eved, he still is going to eat truma. So it's still a kona shekona kinyan in that case. Rabbi Avram in Ahar suggests a third possibility, that if there wasn't a pasuk to tell me that kinyano shekona kinyan eats truma, the second eved would not eat, even though the second eved actually does belong to the kohen because of kol ma shekona eved kona rabo, because it's not about whether it belongs to the kohen. It's about the pasuk kohen ki yikne. Kohen ki yikne means the kohen did a maisa kinyan on this eved, or a maisa kiddushin on this isha. It's the maisa that creates the relationship that's machil truma. So even though it's true when his eved is kona and eved, it goes right to him and he's the owner, but he never did a maisa kinyan on it, and therefore it doesn't fit the pasuk, says Rav Ram Min Ahar. And that's why we need a pasuk to tell me that an eved that's kona and eved, that is still going to be able to eat truma. So anyway, so that's the question the Gemara has. Why is it that the avde melug of the isha do not eat truma? After all, aren't they the kinyan of the Kohen's kinyan? And the halach is a kinyan of a Kohen's kinyan do eat truma. So the Gemara is going to have three answers. Number one, the Gemara suggests, kala ochel machil, kol she'eno ochel eno machil. Anyone of themselves can eat truma, could be machil truma to other people. So therefore, a kinyan of a Kohen who eats truma, that's where we say that person's kinyan will also eat truma. But a kinyan of a Kohen where the kinyan of the Kohen itself does not eat truma, like an isha who's a grusha that's married to a kohen, she's a halala, she doesn't eat truma, she doesn't have the capacity to be machil to an eved, to her avadim either. So in fact, the Gemara, velo, is that true? Only someone who themselves eats truma can be the conduit through which somebody else will eat truma? Vare arel, v'kala tmeim sheinam ochlim. What about a kohen who's an arel, a kohen who never got a bris mila because his brothers died from mila, so it's too dangerous for him, or a kohanim that are tamei, that are not allowed to eat truma? The Mishnah says, machilin, they get to give their wives truma, they get to give their avadim truma, even though they're not allowed to eat truma. I thought you just said that anyone who themselves is possible to eat truma cannot be a conduit for others to eat truma. So how come the wife of an arel and the wife of a tamei kohen is allowed to eat truma? So says Gemara, well, no, hasam pumayu kohev lehu. By a kohen who's an arel, or a kohen who's a tamei, they're mechusra takana, meaning there's some sort of takana that can happen, there's some sort of tikkun you can do on them that will make them able to eat truma. At some point, an arel, if he gets a mila, will be able to eat truma. A tamei person, when he becomes tahor, will be able to eat truma. So it's as if, you know, his mouth hurts too much to chew right now. We don't view that as someone who's not able to eat truma. We view that as someone who is temporarily incapacitated and therefore incapable of eating truma. So it's as if someone who has a toothache and is not eating truma, where certainly he'd be able to be machil other people. So as opposed to an isha who's married be'isr to a kohen, she became a halala. That's it. There's never going to be a time where she's ever going to be allowed to eat truma, and therefore she cannot be the conduit through which her avadim eat truma. So I asked the Gemara, v'harei mamzer, but later on we're going to say in the Samach Tes that Bas Yisrael who marries a kohen and they have a daughter, and that daughter marries a mamzer and they have a son. So that mamzer, that grandchild who's a mamzer, if the kohen and the daughter die, the wife of the kohen is still allowed to eat truma, because kol zman that she has offspring from her kohen husband, she's allowed to eat truma. She'ein ochel, so the mamzer himself is not going to be able to eat truma because he's a zar, he's not a kohen. Umachil, and nevertheless, he's able to be machil his grandmother truma, meaning his grandmother was married to a kohen. Their daughter married a mamzer. He's now, the grandchild is now a mamzer because his dad was a mamzer. So he's not a kohen bechlal, and yet, because he's the offspring of someone who was married to a kohen, of a kohen and someone who's married to a kohen, even though that kohen is dead, he's the eishes kohen, or the almanas kohen, is allowed to eat truma. So you see, even though it's something that's not rectifiable, it's mamzerus, there's no way of fixing it, it's not pumayu kohev luhu, it's not temporarily that the mouth is hurting, and nevertheless they're not allowed to eat truma. So they are allowed to eat truma, rather. So answer the Gemara, Amravina, kinyan ochel ka'amar, kinyan ochel machil she'eno ochel eno machil. Meaning, when we say ochel machil she'eno ochel eno machil, it doesn't mean that anyone who can eat can be machil truma. It means dafka someone who's ochel because they are the kinyan of a kohen. That's where we say that a kinyan of a kohen that eats truma can be machil acherim, can be machil zavadim. But if he's a kinyan of a kohen that's eno ochel, then he's not able to be machil. So when the woman who's divorced that marries a kohen, so she is the kinyan of the kohen and she doesn't eat truma because she is a chalala, so she cannot be machil or avadim. But a ben mamzer could be machil even if it could be machil his grandmother truma, even though he can't eat truma, because the reason he's machil is not because he's the kinyan of a kohen. The whole idea that only someone who's machil, who's ochel, can be machil is when someone who's a kinyan of a kohen that's ochel can be machil, and someone who's a kinyan of a kohen that's not ochel cannot be machil. But if someone is not ochel, not because of kinyan, they're not a kinyan of a kohen at all, they're the offspring of a kohen, so then it doesn't matter if they can eat themselves or not. Even if they can't eat themselves because they're a mamzer, they can still be machil. So now the Gemara goes back to the kasha that we asked. We said, why is it that Avdei Mulug are not allowed to eat truma? After all, they are the kinyan shekanya kinyan, right? And the kinyan shekanya kinyan is allowed to eat truma. So we already gave one answer, that kinyan ochel machil, kinyan she'eno ochel eino machil. That the halacha is only Kohen's kinyan who themselves can eat truma, can be machil others truma, can be the conduit through which others eat truma, and a Kohen's kinyan that themselves do not eat truma cannot be the conduit through which others eat truma. Now the Gemara says a second answer. Rav Amar midaraisa mechalachli. You're right. On the daraisa level, the avdei melug of this gerusha that's married to a kohen should be allowed to eat truma, because after all, it's a kinyan shekana kinyan. So rabbanan udgazri b'utzu din de rabbanan kedei shetomer ani eini ocheles avada einen ochlin zoni hietzlo hilka chasila fuka. Meaning, we want to give this woman a moment of pause every once in a while, where she's going to say, "What is going on here? I'm married to a kohen. I'm not allowed to eat truma. My avadim are not allowed to eat truma. What am I? Some zona in his house that I'm not even his wife?" And we want her to feel that way so that they'll stop living in sin, so that they'll get divorced. When a kohen marries a grusha, as much as they love each other, whatever else, we daven every day that they should get divorced because they're living in sin. So we try to put something in her head to say this is not right. So that's a gzeira midrabanan. Ravashi amar gzeira shematachel achermis. Ravashi is a third reason. No, it's not a gzeira to try to get them to get divorced. We're worried what's going to happen when the kohen dies. So she's going to continue to feed her avadim truma, and that's not right. She can't continue to feed her avadim truma because then there's no reason for them to eat truma. Elameata says, wait, if that, Ravashi's answer doesn't make sense. If that were the case, any Bas Yisrael Shanisa is a Kohen Lotachel Gzeira Shematachel Achar Misa. Anytime a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, she should not be able to give her Avdei Melug truma, because after the husband dies, she may continue to try to feed them truma, and at that point, they're not allowed to eat truma. So that shouldn't really. So that gzeira doesn't make sense. If you're going to make such a gzeira of what's going to happen after the kohen dies, you should say the same thing by a permitted marriage. Ella amravashi balmana kohenes. No. The case is the woman herself is a kohen. She's a bas kohen. So the asila rui, she's going to come to cheshbon like this. She's going to say, "I'm a bas kohen who happens to be a grusha, married to a kohen, married to a guy who's a kohen also." So she's going to say, "Well, look, before I got married, mei kara achim truma dvei nasha. Before I got married, I was able to eat my father's truma. In sevile lahai, now I got married to this kohen beiser sa achim truma de gavroi. So my avadim are eating my husband's truma. Vahashta hadilu milsa kamaisa. So now I'll just go back to my avadim eating my father's truma, and she's not going to realize v'lo yada'a dmei ikara lo shavisa nafsha chalala, that initially they were allowed to eat her father's truma because she was not yet a chalala, but hashta shavisa nafsha chalala. But now she chose to be a grusha that's married to a kohen, or to be an almana that's married to a kohen gadol, she has made herself a chalala, so because she was nevelas bebias isra to a kohen, so she's not able to feed her avadim truma, even though she's a bas kohen. So therefore, they made a takana not to feed the avdei melug truma even while the husband is alive, because of we're worried that after he dies, she's going to have a whole cheshbon why they can eat truma on account of her father. So it says, "Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
if she taka comes from a family of Kohanim, because then she could have such a cheshbon. Tena almana kohenes. That makes sense if she's an almana who is a bas kohen. But almana bas Yisrael, Michael Memer, if she's an almana bas Yisrael, she's never going to go through that cheshbon because she's never going to think that her avadim are allowed to eat truma when they're bebeis avia. So says Mar, you're right. But almanus lo pligi rabbanan. We just aren't mechalik between almanas, and therefore the almana, whether she's a bas kohen or whether she's a bas Yisrael, we're not going to allow the avdei maluk to eat truma. So that's the. That's the end of that discussion. So again, the Gemara had one basic question: why is it that the avdei malug of the woman who's married in a prohibited way to a kohen are not allowed to eat truma? Aren't they a kinyan shekana kinyan? So Gemara had three answers: either because the person who themselves is not the kinyan of the kohen who themselves is not allowed to eat truma cannot be the conduit for others to eat truma, or because of a gezeira that to try to encourage her to get divorced that she should feel like a zona, or because of a gezeira if she's a bas kohen, that it's dafka in a case where she's also a bas kohen, that a gezeira that she's going to think that after her husband dies, that the avadim can continue to eat truma. Now we shift our attention to nichsei tzon barzel. Itmar, hamachnasas shum lebaila. A woman brings in nichsei tzon barzel to the marriage. Whatever the kli is, she brings in an item, and the husband commits in the ksuba to pay back when they get divorced, or he dies, that his estate is going to pay back the exact value of that item at the time they brought into the marriage. He omers kli anin. Tell us. She says, though, when it comes time to get divorced, she says, you know what, instead of paying me back what the iPad was valued at the time that we get married, I want my iPad. I'd like it back. I mean, give me the item itself. And he says, no, this is a collector's edition. It's worth a lot of, I'll just give you what it was worth at the time that we got married. So hadin immi. Who is really right? Who's correct in this argument? So Rav Yehuda Amar hadin ima, that she's right. She gets the kelim and the husband is not allowed to just give her money instead. Rav Yami Amar hadin imo, that the husband is right. And if he wants to pay her money, he does not have to give her the actual nichsei tzon barzel. He could just give her the value of the nichsei tzon barzel. So what's the svara for each side? Rav Yehuda Amar hadin ima, mishum shavach besavia, that she's correct. Because whatever she brings in, we want that her second husband should love her. So it should be the covenant to Ferris, to Beis Avia, that she has these chashuva kelim. So she wants the kli, she wants to have these chashuva kelim that apparently enhances her prestige and it will be good on the shidduch resume. So that's she's correct. Ida havi. So they go to her. Ravami Amar Hadini Mo, that he's correct. Because Kivin Damar Mar, Im Mesu Mesu Lo, Im Osiru Osiru Lo, Hol V'chai Bach Riusan, Yochei. That since we said that, look, if she brought in Avdei Tzon Barzel, if they die, it's his loss. If they go up in value, it's his gain. And the husband is chayiv in the achrayus of these avadim, meaning it's on him. If they go up or down in value, if something happens to them, he's going to have to pay it back anyway. So that's an indication that they're his. So therefore, he can feed them truma for that reason, right? That's why he's allowed to feed them truma. That's what our Mishnah said, that the Avdei Tzon Barzel, the husband is allowed to feed them truma because there is. Some Rav Safra, Mikatani Vehin Shalom. Well, wait a second. Did the Mishnah say that the reason that allowed to eat truma is because they belong to him? Hol v'chayv b'achriyuson katani. It says that he's chayv in their achrayus, that if anything happens to them, he's responsible. But ulion lavdi deinenu. It doesn't mean that they're his. It just means that it bears some level of responsibility for them. But that doesn't mean that they're his. And maybe when the marriage ends and she wants them back, she can get them back. So the Gemara tries to be miyashiv the raya of Rabbi Ami. Is that true that whenever you're chayv and achrayus of an eved, that means that the eved is going to be allowed to eat truma? Vatnan, or that whenever you're chayv in the achrayus of something, that as long as the kohen is chayv in the achrayus, can be able to eat truma? We have a Mishnah in the last parak of Maseches Trumos that indicates otherwise. Yisrael shesachar para mi kohen. Yisrael rents a cow from a kohen. Hareza achilana karshine truma. The Yisrael is allowed to feed that cow karshine truma. Tosus points out in the top, Tosus karshine truma amri di karam kaimi lemaichel beema. Karshinim are something that's fundamentally animal fodder. Because if it was people food, you wouldn't be allowed to give it to a behema, because then that would be hafsid truma. You're not allowed to use truma for something like that. But they are somewhat royal la'adam, and therefore they do have the status of truma. So anyway, so Yisrael rents a cow from a kohen, he can feed that cow truma. Because since the para belongs to the kohen,
it's allowed to eat truma. Kohen shesachar par miYisrael, af al pish shemazonosaha a love, but a kohen who rents a cow from Yisrael, even though it's his responsibility to feed the Yisrael's cow, lo yechelen karshini truma, he's not allowed to feed that cow truma because the Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, and therefore the Yisrael's cows are not allowed to eat truma. So you see that even a kohen who rents a cow, and is the kohen who's renting the cow is chayiv ba'achriyuso. Anything happens to that cow, it's his problem. He's not allowed to feed a truma. So you see that eating truma is not a function of a chiyuv achrayus. So says Mar Vitizbra, wait, you think you could compare the chiyuv achrayus that you have in Nichsei Tzon Barzel to the chiyuv achrayus you have when you rent a cow? When you rent a cow, yeah, there's some level of achrayus. If it gets stolen, if it gets lost, you're going to have to pay for it. If some onus happens, you're not going to be chayiv. If the cow gets stronger or weaker, the market changes, goes up or down in the value, you're not chayav for that change. So that level of achrayus in a chinami is not akin to ownership. But the level of achrayus where you're chayav for everything by nichsei tzon barzel, no matter what happens, you have to pay back that amount of money that it was worth at the time it was brought into the marriage. Maybe that is considered enough of ownership to be able to be machil truma. So you really want to have a good mashal, a good comparison to our Mishnah, to the case of Tzon Barzel, Halalodamya Elul Seifa. Look at the Seifa of that Mishnah in Trumos, and you'll have a much better comparison. Yisrael Shasham Parami Kohen. Yisrael rents a cow from a Kohen, and they evaluate how much it's worth at the time of the rental, and that's what the Yisrael is going to have to return. So if the cow gets weakened, or the cow, some onus happens, or the market price changes on cows, doesn't matter. He's still going to have to give back that exact amount of money, the value of the cow at the time of the rental. Lo yachilan karshine truma. The Yisrael is not allowed to feed it karshine truma because the Yisrael is mekabel full achrayus. And if the Yisrael is mekabel full achrayus, then it's the Yisrael's cow. Aval kohen shesham par miYisrael yachilan karshine truma. And in the reverse, if the kohen takes full achrayus, like a nichsei tzon barzel kind of achrayus, then he can feed it truma. So hu adin gabe avdei tzon barzel. Even though they since you're mekabel full achrayus, if they go up or down in value, so they could eat truma. So it's not a raya from our Mishnah to the din of Ravami that Avdi Tzon Barzel considered to belong to the husband. They don't necessarily belong to him. They have full achrayus. And the fact that our Mishnah says that they could eat truma is not a function of ownership, it's a function of achrayus. That when there's full achrayus, you could eat truma. But then we still don't know who really owns it. And nafkamina of who really owns it is, can she ask for it back if she doesn't want the value of it back? So Yasser Rabbi Rav Yosef Bishili Pirkei Rav Nachman, Rabbi Rav Yosef, when Rav Nachman finished his shir, Yasif Ikami, they were saying, Tanya Kavasid Rav Yudav, Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Ami, we have a brisa that supports each opinion. Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Ami, we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Ami, Avdi Tzon Barzel, Yotzim B'Shein Va'ayin, L'ish Avalo L'isha. I mean, the halacha is that an Eved is Yotzim B'Shein Va'ayin when its master knocks out its Shein Va'ayin, when the Eved's master knocks out its Shein Va'ayin. So what if you have Avdi Tzon Barzel? Who has to knock out his eye in order for him to go free? The husband or the wife? So says the Braisa, the husband! Isn't that an indication that the husband is the real owner, and therefore he can say, I'm not giving you your Tzon Barzel back, I'm giving you the value of it back. But Tanya Kavasid Rav Yehuda, we also have a Braisa that supports Rav Yehuda. Hamachnesa Shum Lebaila, a woman who brings Nichsei Tzon Barzel into the marriage, and they assess what it's worth. Imratza Ba Limkar Lo Yimkar. If the husband wants to sell those Nechasim, he's not allowed to. Even if they assessed Tzon Barzel that she brought into him, and he was miyachid a particular field in exchange for it, that's going to be in place of the Tzon Barzel. Imratza balimkar lo yimkar. If the husband wants to sell it, he's not allowed to sell it. Machru shneim leparnasa. If one of them sell either the husband or the wife sells it without the other one's permission for mizonos, zehaya maisa. Such a maisa happened for Shimon Gamliel. Va'amar abal motzi. And he said that not only is the woman allowed to take it from Lekuchos if the husband sold it without her permission, but he's allowed to take it from Lekuchos if she sold it without his permission. So you see, Beferish and the Brisa, so the husband is not allowed to sell the Tzon Barzel. So that's like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Nichsei Tzon Barzel don't belong to him. If they belong to him, he would be permitted to sell them. So Amar Rav Nachman, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, that she can demand the item back. Amar Rav Nachman, Vatani Kavazidurah. Rabbi Ami, but we had a brisa that said like Rabbi Ami. Yeah, Avul Gav Tani Kafas Seid Rabbi Ami Mistaber Taim with Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Shvach Beisavia. That even though we had a brisa that supported Rabbi Ami, it's more Mistaber to say like Rabbi Yehuda that it's for her family's prestige. It's important to have the item back, and therefore she could demand the item back. So Gemara brings a maisa where they discuss Nitzitzon Barzel. Hahi it's a da'ili le gavra. It's the la demilsa. There was a woman who brought in as Nitzitzon Barzel a beautiful garment, b'ksubasa, right? That was part of what was written into the ksuba of what he owes her. Nowadays, when we write the ksuba, we don't actually assess everything she brings into the marriage. We pretend to assess. We say that, oh, everything she brought into the marriage is worth me'ez akukim kasef tzaruf, which it used to be was like a chalom, that things are going to be, no one had any money, and me'ez akukim kasef tzaruf was like, you know, it was ridiculous. She had what, two dresses, a shabbos? No, nothing was worth me'ez. Nowadays, she probably has a lot more than that, but depending on where she comes from. But we always just keep it even. We keep it may as a concussive start. We just keep it. It gets too complicated if we have to assess everything. But you have an assessment, and of this beautiful garment, upersua misna, and then the yisomim take the talus and they spread it over his dead body. So amarava kanya misna, that the mace is kona the talus, because when the yorshei mace spread the talus over the deceased father, it became tachrichum the mace and it became aser bahana'a. So apparently, it, in some sense, the Gemara is about to say it belongs to him. Otherwise, they wouldn't be allowed to aser that which doesn't belong to them. We'll pick up with that, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow. Have a great day.